You're listening to The Daily Digestionalist with Matthew Heidmark at RadioArian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Traditionalist. Today's date is Monday, the 3rd of April 2017, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks. I'm standing in for Matthew Heimbach once again. Hopefully he'll be back for another one or two Daily Traditionalists this week. If you're unsure why he isn't here, then I will refer you to last Friday's episode where Matt was talking about some of the things that he's been up to over the last couple of weeks. But you're just going to have to put up with some new co-hosts and some new special guests up until he gets back to his normal schedule. And we have a new special guest to the Daily Traditionalist today. Listeners to Radio Arian have probably heard of him before. I'm talking about Messerschmitt from Truth Will Out Radio that we normally put out on Friday nights with myself and Dennis Wise. Messerschmitt sometimes comes on there as well to do presentations on Axis war heroes. Messerschmitt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. It's been a nice day, and we are having probably the warmest spring in a long time here.
I guess the snows must all be melting away there. I should imagine the skiers aren't too happy about that.
Yeah, I guess so. We did have quite a cold winter, and now it's been followed by a really warm and sunny spring. So, and since I'm an avid gardener, I'm not complaining about the weather at all.
Yes, nice. Spring has sprung over here in Britain as well, and it's going to be the summer just around the corner. Things are looking up. Things are looking up definitely for Britain at the moment, with Brexit just being activated. Things aren't quite so good in Russia though. Today we've had another horrific Islamic terror attack on the tube train. I think you've been looking into this just before we went on air, haven't you, Schmidt? Do you want to give us a rundown of what's been happening and what your thoughts about this latest terror attack are?
Yes, I have heard about this about 3 hours ago, I think. And there had been an explosion in a subway train and 10 people dead, a lot of people injured. And as more information has come out, it seems that the usual suspects are behind it. A picture has been released of a suspect, and he clearly looks like a Muslim. Maybe not a Middle Eastern Muslim. To me, he looks more like a Caucasian-type Muslim, so maybe Chechen. But I'm no expert in Islamic fashion, so that's just an impression of me. And it seems to have been a bomb of about 200 to 300 grams mixed with nails and other things of iron, and they have caused horrible injuries to people. And it seems, I would actually suspect that this is payback for Russia's involvement in Syria, where they have stopped ISIS.
Well, they've certainly done a good job of taking Syria back for Bashar al-Assad. And it seems that on the Al Jazeera site there, in the comment section there, there are lots of Muslims celebrating this and shouting praise to Allah and all the other things that they shout, saying what a wonderful thing this is and how this is payback against Russia. It's good that they've showed us that it's a Muslim straight away. They don't seem to have denied the fact that this was Islamic terrorism, like they did at first with the London attack the other week. Tommy Robinson was being interviewed, and he was saying as how this is so predictable, people getting in a car and running people over, and it's obviously Islamic. And the leftist reporters were saying, do you know something we don't know? How can you say that this is Islamic terror when it hasn't been released yet? So they did all they could to delay that fact actually being released to the people. But it seems that this one, they were making it open. They declared it straight away, pretty much, that it was Islamic terror. It looks like 50 people have been injured in the blast. And, you know, it's really a horrific way to set a bomb up, I think, fill it up full of shrapnel, so that the people that aren't actually killed outright by it are going to be maimed and injured for the rest.